And at the age of 88, banjo pioneer Earl Scruggs also passed away yesterday in Nashville. Scruggs first became famous in the 1940s as a member of Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys, where he helped define the bluegrass style of music. He came up with a three-finger picking technique that revolutionized banjo playing to the point it was given his name, Scruggs style. NPR's Sammy Yenigun has this story of the passing of a man who was an influence on nearly every major banjo player who followed him.
Before Earl Scruggs, there were a few ways to play the banjo. There was strumming down across the strings, called frailing. There was picking the strings with your thumb and fingers, kind of like a classical guitarist might play. But Earl Scruggs came up with a different twist. Scruggs started playing the banjo when he was four. His father had just died, and the instrument became his outlet on the North Carolina farm where he grew up. He started out using his thumb and index finger, but he always wanted to poke his middle finger into the mix. One day, after an argument with his brother, he got it. In a 2000 NPR interview, the late bluegrass musician John Hartford said the added finger allowed Scruggs to play syncopated progressions, or rolls.
So, in order to play in 2-4 or 4-4, you have to go 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2. Otherwise, you're back into the next couple of bars. So when you play do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, the emphasis comes on a different part of the bar each time.
Earl Scruggs kept that style to himself for more than 10 years while working at a textile mill in Flint Hill, North Carolina. One of his co-workers suggested that his talent could be a ticket out of the mill, as Scruggs told NPR in 2000.
So I finally got up the nerve to go into the business and was offered a... Well, I was making 40 cents an hour in the mill, and my first job in radio was $50 a week, so I moved in on that.
Soon after, Scruggs met up with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys in Nashville. The band was playing the Grand Ole Opry when Scruggs went to audition. Monroe offered him the job on the spot. In 2008, Scruggs told WHYY's Fresh Air it was the best gig he'd ever had.
You know, I thought to do an hour show on the road was a pushover compared to 8 hours in the mill or from sunup to sundown on the farm. And music was my love, so to get into a group that had good singing and playing, and Bill had that, we did it 24 hours a day, practically.
But Scruggs only stayed with Monroe for 3 years. In 1948, he and lead singer Lester Flatt started their own group, the Foggy Mountain Boys. In 1962, they got their big break, when they provided the instrumental backup to the theme song of the Beverly Hillbillies TV show. The song shot to the top of the country charts, and Flatt and Scruggs followed it with Foggy Mountain Breakdown, which won them a Grammy and got picked up as the theme for the movie Bonnie and Clyde. Scruggs left the Foggy Mountain Boys in 1969, but by then he'd already secured a place in American music history, becoming the model for every banjo player that followed him, as Ricky Skaggs explained to NPR in 2003.
The Earl style playing, you know, every banjo player tried to copy Earl. You know, everybody wanted to be able to get that tone that he got.
Earl Scruggs took his sound and tried to blend it with country rock in a band with his sons in the 1970s. While his fans didn't know his like it, Scruggs cherished the opportunity.
One of the biggest thrills a person will ever get is to go on stage with his children, especially if they're good musicians, and I'll have to brag on them, even though they are my boys. I thought some of the best musicians I'd ever played with.
Family was important to Earl Scruggs. His wife was his manager. And at the end of his life, home, it seemed, was the place he enjoyed playing most, hosting jam sessions at his Nashville house. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.